off in our introduction to the laws of Lashon Hara, really right at the beginning where the Rambam writes that this is really the reason why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. We know the Gemara says the reason that the second temple was destroyed is because of the fact that there was Sinas Chinam, there was this baseless hatred going on between our fellow Jews. Namely, there was a lack of true Ava between Achenu B'nai Yisrael, between one another. And therefore, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Says the Chafetz Chaim that while the Gemara says that it was Sinas Chinam, what it means by Sinas Chinam is that everyone was speaking Lashon Hara about each other, that the gossip was rampant amongst Klal Yisrael, and that's really the reason the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. That was the application of the Sinas Chinam, was through Lashon Hara. Now, where's the source for the Chafetz Chaim for this? Where did the Chafetz Chaim get this from? How did he know to spin the Gemara that way, that the lack of Ava, the act of Sina, was through talking gossip? Where did he come up with that? How did he know that it wasn't something that was in your heart? So this is very, very interesting. The Rambam, when it comes to the mitzvah of V'yahavta l'recha kamocha, the Rambam writes the following. He says that there's really no mitzvah to necessarily love your fellow Jew. It's more of a mitzvah there's no mitzvah to like your fellow Jew. There's a mitzvah to love your fellow Jew. Now the Rambam writes the following. He says, mitzvah al kol adam, lahov es kol echad ve'echa mi'yisrael. There's a mitzvah on every single person of Klal Yisrael to love their fellow Jew, kegufo, like yourself. Shne'emar v'yavta l'recha kamocha. As the pasuk says, v'yavta l'recha kamocha. He says, lefikach, therefore, and how do you actively fulfill this mitzvah of v'yavta l'recha kamocha? Tzarech l'saper b'shvacho. You're supposed to speak kindly about each other, about a fellow Jew. You're supposed to speak kindly about a fellow Jew. V'lachos ha'mamono, you should care for your fellow's money. Rav Aaron Lopiansky explained, based on this Rambam, based on these two examples that he gave, is that the obligation is not that every single Jew, you should have this fantasy that everybody's perfect. No, not everybody's perfect. But you should actively try and help your fellow Jew by giving them a good reputation, by making sure that the same way you care about your own finances, you care about your fellow's finances. So the flip side of that, meaning the lack of fulfillment of v'yahavta l'recha kamocha, of leisisna es achicha b'levavecha, the negative commandment of hating your fellow Jew, would be that you go around spreading bad rumors about your fellow and ruining their reputation and making sure that they don't do well in business and the like. So therefore, perhaps that's where the Chafetz Chaim got it from. The Chafetz Chaim understood that what is the sinas chinam? What is the lo sisna achicha belvavecha? It's the inverse of what should have been done, which is v'yahavta l'recha kamocha, which is uplifting each other's reputations. By negatively influencing each other's reputations, that is the reason that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed.